Hello.
Radio. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. I'm happy to be with you on today on this beautiful, extravagant Wednesday evening. And man, I'm coming to you live. I'm out and about, but I'm decided to do something spontaneous today that is kind of let you in on the outfield. You can't see where I am right now, but I'm out here towards the mountains a little bit. And I'm just having a wonderful day out here on the street. And I thought I would just share with you, kind of strange, but I thought I would just have this radio broadcast with you while I'm walking and just running some errands. Sounds a little tacky, but I like to be spontaneous and do something different. And I think that if I wasn't mean, then who can I be? You know, and I think a lot of times people waste time trying to be one like other people. And I'm a firm believer, if you don't be the best you can be, then that's no use to existing. So here I am, enjoying this wonderful Wednesday evening, making my route back to the studio, continuing this broadcast with you. Meanwhile, I welcome you to the Glory Zone again, and I have a wonderful show for you tonight. I want to talk to you tonight about Liberia. Some of you have heard about Liberia last year, and we're back at it again. I'll tell you, we're going to do some wonderful things with Liberia, and we're en route right now trying to prepare some very extravagant things for Liberia as we speak. That's why I'm out right now and not in the studio. So while I'm making my way back to the studio, we'll talk a little bit about Liberia until I make my way back into the studio house. Amen? So what's happening now is I plan on going to Liberia. I'm being summoned there for the first 2 weeks in November. And I think it's going to be a very powerful move of God. The Liberians, the wonderful people of Liberia, are so excited to have me as their honored guest for a whole week of extraordinary miracles, signs and wonders, as well as for the annual convention they have there that they want me to be a part of. So I think it would be awesome if you all were a part of it with me. So this is why I'm talking to you now about Liberia. I don't know if many of you know about the nations and what it takes to really cause things to happen there to make a difference. It's not too much different from what it takes to make things happen here in America. But I also say that America's poverty is other nations' luxury. The poverty we have here in America is pure luxury to someone else in other far lands. So I have dealt with things. You know, we know Liberia dealt with the Ebola disease that has spread very widely there. Has taken out a lot of casualties and destroyed a lot of families. And I thank God it's over there now, but yet it has left an effect on the people's lives there in Liberia. And they're really hungry for God. They're hungry for new hope. They're hungry for psychological, emotional, and spiritual healing. And I know we need things to happen here in America, but I'm a firm believer also that what we make happen for others, God will in return make happen for us. How many of you believe that out there? Well, I'm telling you, I need your help. I'm going to just be straight to the point, and with all humility, I'm going to ask you. The Bible said we have not because we ask not. So I will be totally operating in pride if I pretend I can do this by myself. I pretend to be a superhero and pretend to be something more than what I really am. I'll be a thief and a robber and a liar and a deceiver. So I'm saying to you, I need you. I need your help. I need you to help me help someone else. Nothing I'm asking of you is for me, for selfish gain, to live lavishly off of what you release and good hopes that would be someone else's treasure. But I'm asking you to help me help someone else. Help me restore a family. Help me restore a life. Help me feed somebody who doesn't have something to eat. Help me restore communities that have been washed out and they have nowhere to return to. Just imagine if you came home from work today and you're simply to go back home to your residence or your home or your estate, wherever you are around the world, listen to this. Whether you have a mansion, a house you have a mortgage on, or whether you have a residence you're paying rent to, imagine going back to that property just to discover it's not there any longer. Let's take it a little higher. Imagine going back to that property, not only discovering you don't have it anymore, but discovering that some casualties or your loved ones perished and was replaced in these properties. It wouldn't be a good feeling for you, as it wouldn't be for me. So I'm asking you to just take a look deeper in ourselves. Take a look deeper and say, not saying what we cannot afford to do, because many say, well, I got a cell phone bill to pay and I got my cable bill to pay. Okay, let's put cable compared to somebody's life. Let's put a cable bill compared to somebody else's children being able to eat who don't have food stamps because the government doesn't provide that for them. Who don't have Section 8 or Medicaid because the government in their country don't provide that for them. The rich stays rich while the poor stays poor. Once again, we have people here in this state, in the Constitution of the United States of America, where people can get on the government assistance if they're making a substantial amount of money to bring home for the suitable income. They don't have a healthy residual income. What happens is the government will provide for you and your family a food allowance, a house allowance, or whatever is out there that they offer in today's modern day age. But guess what? Somebody out there in Nigeria, somebody out there in Liberia, somebody out there in Ghana, and somebody out there in Kenya cannot afford these things. So it's up to us that God is pricking our heart and telling us, listen, I'm knocking on the door of your heart. I want you to be selfless. And I want you not to go send money or send a seed. I want you to bring the seed. Many of you, honestly, will probably by choice never want to set foot in Africa because of the things you heard about it and how many stereotypes have happened about Africa. Well, guess what? There's danger, trolls and snares everywhere. And tomorrow's not promised for anybody. But here's somebody here who's willing to go to places that many are not willing to go. I heard a man of God say years ago, if you can't go yourself, why don't you send somebody? Well, here's a year of the best who's willing to go. Not only willing to go, but I wanted to contribute as well and be the first partaker of releasing seeds, as I have often done already. I've not let anything that has went on in my personal life, my spiritual life, or no otherwise, take the place of doing what God has commanded me or I've set to my heart to do. So I'm asking you, search your heart today. Say, listen, Apostle Bailey, I hear you right now, and you know something? I heard you before, too, and I didn't budge. I didn't make a move. But guess what? Some things have happened since last year in my life, and I recognize that could have been me. And guess what? Some things have happened, so I realized it was me. And I want to be a part of this now because I have a new reality, and I want to help now make a difference in someone else's life. So I understand what it is to suffer. I understand what it is to go through. I understand what it is to lose a loved one. I understand what it is to lose a son or a daughter or lose something that's precious and valuable in my life. So I'm asking you now, you're that person. I want you to stay tuned to all the broadcasts that I'll be posting, the shows I'll be actually having more often leading up to November. And I want you to really be in tune to how you can be a part of this covenant relationship to make a difference in someone else's life. The first thing we want to talk about is what it takes to make this thing effective. What does it take to make this a great success? It's going to firstly take the yielded people with a pure heart who understands what the purpose is, the mission is. For one, it is to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to a dying and hurting nation. It is to bring liberty, to set the captives free from bondages of all sorts, all types. It is to bring reconciliation of the heathen to a living and loving God who is calling their name one by one. Well, beloved, I want to know, would you like to be a part of this end time revival? Would you like to be a part of what God is about to do to bring reconciliation of the souls that have been lost back to himself? Just think about that for a minute. Say, listen, I get to heaven now, and I recognize I have been a part of someone coming to Jesus Christ. I've been a part of snatching someone's life out of the clutches of hell. I am a part of allowing God to be who he is. Do you follow me so far? If you're just tuning in right now, I want to just re-enlighten you that are just joining us right now. This is the Glory Zone. I'm the host, Apostle Lawrence Bailey. And once again, I'm delighted to have you, my listeners and followers of the Blog Talk Radio show, The Glory Zone, to partake of this evening show. And what we're talking about right now is Liberia, Liberia's missions. We're talking about getting things prepared and in position for those people
who need to be saved. This is the end time revival we're talking about, that people need to hear, not only hear the name of Jesus, but need to experience his realities. That means no longer they will tune in to just hearing fancy preaching and teaching, but never get a chance to meet the person of Jesus. We can't just settle for his presence being here and him just abiding in the midst of us, but we demand and we want, respectfully and honorably, we want to encounter the person, a face-to-face with him. Amen. We want to know him in a fellowship of suffering. Amen. And in a fellowship, in the power of his might, and in the power of his resurrection. We want to know him. Look what happened with Paul. Paul was the person who was killing Christians and living a treacherous lifestyle, very malicious lifestyle, killing Christians. And then all of a sudden, he had one encounter with Jesus. And look at this. Paul did not even walk with Jesus. But Paul had one face-to-face encounter with him, and he did a 360 and turned from one who was against the will of God to being up to the perfect will of God, being the greatest leader probably of all the New Testament times. He outran, if you will, the chariots of the old disciples. They could move quick enough to do and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ quick enough compared to the epistles that Paul wrote, has written, and he has stood by, and he has administered, baptizing them in Jesus' name. Listen, Paul didn't just wrought special miracles, but he wrought special miracles. Why? He tapped into a deeper dimension of the Spirit, and he had a deeper conviction. What am I saying? The Bible says where there's sin abound, grace much more abounds. Where there was the depths of sin that Paul ran, the depths of sin in life, God turned that thing around and made him run to the depths of glory. Amen. The depths of revelation, the depths of revelation. And now he's running, and he's ran a good course and a good race for the Lord Jesus Christ. And now God is challenging us to do the same thing. He said, the depths of sin you ran for the devil, I need you to supersede that depth and run even deeper for me. Now, how can I do this? Some of you, like I said earlier, you may not physically want to go to Africa. You said, listen, that's not my cup of tea, and you know, God didn't call me to do that. Okay, I can't argue what you feel God called you to do. But there's still a need in these areas, just like there's a need here in America. And no matter what it is, whether it's Liberia or America or the boroughs that we have here and within the New York and New York State area, we have the Long Island, Staten Island, and you know, all the areas surrounding the Long Island Sound. But listen, no matter where you are, California, the issue still remains that this gospel must be preached. And we must get this gospel around to those who have never heard it and also be able to redeem and win over those who have lost the faith and about to make shipwreck. They have turned from the faith of God. The Lord still loves them, beloved, and he still wants to call them back into a place of reconciliation and love. He wants to give them a power of love and a sound mind, not a confusion, not of giving up and wanting to quit. Now, tonight, when I talk about America, when I talk about any other nation, I know we have issues right now going on with a lot of things happening in the Maryland area and other areas, just like we had our 9/11 here in New York, and people of all different 49 states watch what happened in New York. Well, now some of we're taking turns watching what's happening in each other states. We know we need God to move here in America, especially the Northeast, because God is not too happy with the Northeast. But meanwhile, it should not stop the progress of winning other people. It should not stop the progress of still benefiting other people. For perhaps this is a seed still sown to God, remember our nation, as we're sowing to other nations as well. Once again, what you make happen for others, I know God will make happen for you. It's been proven. It's been tested and approved over and over again. Now, Liberia is coming up very soon. We're already going into the month of May, already into the fifth month. We're almost half a year gone already in 2015. This year is coming and going quicker than we can blink. And society has us filled with schedules and things that's going on in our lives that make us so occupied and so busy to the point, if you're not careful, you'll miss the very essence of what God is saying to do. Amen? So I'm urging you, I'm asking you, I'm not begging you, but I'm asking you sincerely, listen, we need your help. Every little bit counts. If we can, you listen to some of my voice right now. Some of you right now, listen, forget about the fake preacher. Forget about the false prophets. Listen, I say forget about them. I mean, don't let what you've been tainted with stop you from giving. Don't let you being duped by other people who have misappropriated finances in the church world make you stop giving. Listen, if one school did you bad, did you stop going to get education? No, you went to education still. If you have one bad experience in a relationship, did you stop dating people or stop saying, I'll never get married again? No. One bad apple will not spoil the whole bunch. You just pluck that one apple out of the way. If it's six bad apples, then get rid of the six bad apples. My point is, if you have sold with a pure heart to the wrong places, release that seed in good conscience to God and Lord, receive the sacrifice. I did this in ignorance. Forgive me. Repent too. You'll feel better if you confess your fault, your sin, of not being able to discern what you sold. Now, if we can move on from that, say, Lord, help me hear the heart of you through what this man is talking about through these airwaves. I just don't try. In fact, I don't really like Apostle Bailey too much. I watch him on Facebook, and I heard things about him. I heard good things about him. I heard other things about him. Guess what? I don't know to trust him or not. I challenge you people that are listening to me right now, talk to God. He is the better person to vindicate me. He's a better person to introduce me. He's the only and suitable, credible person that can really let you know the real deal about me, whether it be a yay or a nay. He'll let you know to pursue me, and I can be trustworthy if I'm trusted, or he'll let you know, listen, don't fool with him or me. So I'm asking you, listen, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding, but in every way acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I guarantee you he will. Do you believe that? Come on, I'm not talking to Christians tonight. I'm not talking to Christians. I'm talking to believers. Do you believe that? Now watch this. I need those of you that said, listen, some of you on Facebook, I'm going to post on Facebook, and I have over 2,000 quote-unquote friends. I need as many as possible, at least 1,000 friends that said, listen, Apostle Bailey, I stand with you with a sacrificial seed of $100. Now listen, when you sacrifice, you don't start talking about it to people. A sacrifice is just what it is. It's something that has interrupted a flow of schedule to make things slightly inconvenient. That's why it's called a sacrifice. Let's break down what sacrifice really is. Sacrifices never come based on convenience. Sacrifices always come based on you not expecting to have to do something that wasn't on your agenda to do. Are you following me? So I'm asking you to prayerfully, don't just do it, please. I don't want you just doing something by being emotional or feeling a certain way. I want you to prayerfully consider sowing, if it's even a one-time seed. If you don't want to continue to be a covenant partner of mine, that's fine. But towards Liberia, I want you to consider partnering or releasing a one-time seed of $100. At least a minimum of 1,000 of you Facebook friends that say you are friends of mine on Facebook, and you say you adore, you believe in what God is doing in my life and in my ministry, and you watch the testimonies to see how it's impacting lives all around the world, that I'm asking you that believe in the God of my life, will you trust the seed to come into my life to take this seed and make a difference in someone else's life? This is not a personal thing coming to my personal pocket. This is not going to my personal bills. This is going to Liberia to make a difference in other people's lives, and you will be a part of that. The honor, the credit, whatever transpires in these people's life, this will be recorded in heaven, and your seed made a difference in somebody's life or nation. Amen? So I need 1,000 or more to say, I'm standing with you with $100, and I want you to inbox me as to how you can release that $100. Amen? We'll have a GoFundMe page set up probably within the next couple of days, either tonight or by the next couple of days. But until if you have it ready now, then you can contact me, and I will let you know how you can submit that seed towards Liberia. You can put it in a money order form, or I'll let you know other methods that you could actually sow it to go for me or directly to me, and I'll show you everything that's happening. You also will see exactly where your seeds are going. I plan on documenting everything from video footages to the banners that's going to be made, that has to be reproduced. The banners cost a great deal of money to put banners up to alert people, to alert the people who are not even Christians. This is really who it's for. This is not just for Christians. This is to win people who are witches and warlocks out there and who's in divination. To win people who are out there doing the wrong stuff, looking for power and for things, for answers. And they think that the voodoo people are the ones. But I want to show them who Jesus is, that Jesus is the greatest, but God is the greatest power, and that he is the one that they need to submit to, and he'll make all the difference and better in their life. Amen? I need you to stand with me. This is where your seed is going, to bring somebody out of hell and bring them into a position of heaven eternally. Like some of you have had the opportunity now, don't be selfish now that you have your family saved and you're saved and you're going to heaven, that you forget all about everybody else. No, we're delivered to deliver now. That's the Great Commission, delivered to deliver. for last year, 1,000 of you or more, will you stay with me with $100? Some of you, maybe like 50 of you or more, and say, listen, I can sow, I want to sow $1,000 or $500. How can I sow? Some of you have a bigger figure than that. Some of you say, I have $5,000 to $10,000. Listen, I never did this before, but God put it on my heart, and I'm afraid to trust that this is really God or not. Listen, don't question it. Don't question it. If God is saying, listen, sow $10,000 or $5,000 or $1,000, don't question it. That's why I'm challenging you. Don't believe my words. I'm only echoing what the heart of God is saying, but I want you to pray and ask the Lord, what manner of seed can I release, or do you even want me to be part of this at all? And if you dare have the audacity to talk to him, he'll have the audacity to talk back to you. I promise you that much. I can vow to you, he will talk back to your heart and let you know, yes, son, daughter, release this into this man of God's life so he can do what I've called him to do. Amen? Now, some of you said, listen, I don't have $10,000. I don't have $20,000. I don't have $5,000 or $10,000. I don't even have $100. Okay, this is not an auction, number one. Let me be very blunt and clear. I know some of you have been in these services where some like these numbers are just thrown around the pulpit, and it's like it's an auction going on, who can get the most money, and they calculate. No. It's not that kind of ballgame. I'm just giving you figures because I know what kind of budget we have set, and that's the minimum budget as set, so we can actually pay for the products that we need to cause this thing to run right. We need equipment out there. We need banners. We need our radio time to let people be alerted in these towns that can't even reach these satellites. So we have to get places to get these people, even vehicles, they have to rent so they can get people who can't even travel to the destinations. Those who may be in wheelchairs and crutches, whatever the case may be, we want to get these people out of these hospitals or go to the hospital, but we need to travel. There's hotel expenses, flight arrangements. International flights are not cheap. We need your support in every which way. And like I said, you have my word. Everything will be well documented. You can see where your seed is going. So like I said, somebody can't give that $100. But maybe there's 2,000 of you or 1,500 of you or even 500 of you. I said, listen, a possibility I will stay with you with $50. $75, $50, that's my best. Some of you say, well, listen, it's 500 of you that can say I can do $25. Whatever you can do, I'm just telling you, don't come in your pocket. And you know, I'm not telling you what to give because nobody knows what's in our pockets. But God sees your heart, and God knows what's in your pockets, and God knows what's in your bank account. Don't play funny with money. That's why I encourage you all to pray first and talk to God and hear what is it that he will want you to do. If he's not talking to you about this, then totally 100% disregard this whole broadcast, and it has nothing to do with you. Now, hear this now. I feel led to say this. Because it has nothing to do with you, please now, don't put your mouth on me and my ministry. Don't start slandering and calling us fraudulent and calling us out of our name because you don't hear God to give. Don't stop other people from being blessed because you don't agree with what are we doing. Can I say that? I need you to just step aside and pray or wait on God to give you a conscience or wait on God to give you a revelation of what's happening here if it's for you to have. If not, there's no hard feelings. I don't dislike you, but I'm on a mission. And we're missing souls that are dying, and we don't want to deal with foolishness of unnecessary attacks because people are ignorantly putting their mouth on my ministry or myself that God has ordained to reach people. Listen, we give more than we get. So you're not around to see how much we give out to people. So I'm urging you, if you don't agree with this, don't put your mouth on us. Just pray for us if you have the right heart to pray. If you're for this, then I want to hear from you. This is what tonight's broadcast is about. I take oftentimes bringing guests on my show, endorsing their books and endorsing their conferences and their music and everything else. And right now, I'm going to push what God has put in me now. Is that okay? Now it's not only my time, but it's my turn. And now it's time for people to hear what God has impregnated me with for throughout the last 2 decades. Amen. And over 20 years of saturated impregnancies of that God has put in my life, that now it's time that people need to hear what thus saith the Lord through Lawrence Bailey. And I'm ready to give it. I'm armed and dangerous in the spirit of God and in the meekness of love. I want to give what it is that God put in me so I can help anybody that wants to help. And I'm asking you to just partner with me and help me arrive to this place of destiny to help other people as we travel the world preaching the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, if you're with me, I want you just to stay tuned. And I'll be posting things on Facebook, and you can keep up with me on Blog Talk here. And you'll see me put information, or you can be happy. You can be more than happy to inbox me if you like, and I'll happy to give you some information detailed if you're ready to start sowing now. Once again, if you have ready and you're ready to sow, you can reach me or you can go to my website for right now until I put the other GoFundMe page, because the GoFundMe page is going to be actually primarily only for Liberia. But if you want to sow now, just reach me on Facebook and we can talk about it, and I'll let you know how you can go about doing that. I thank you all in advance. I thank you right now so much from the bottom of my heart for taking time out just to even tune into the broadcast, to go on that Facebook and just listen. I'm going to click this button and see what he's talking about today. I appreciate that. Even if you didn't enjoy it, I pray nothing I have said has been offensive to you or disappointment, and I pray that you have heard my heart in God, and I pray that you will be a part of this major move. Don't wait for us to arrive and see God going to do it anyway to say, listen, I wish I could have did it. I wish I would have joined in. Listen, join in now. The party's just begun. The devil's losing. We're winning, and we're going to gain much more credibility in the spirit, because we're center bounds, grace much more bounds. I am your host, Apostle Lawrence Bailey. I'm about to sign off right now as we play the song going out. And I just want you to know I love you. I thank God for you. And I pray right now that anybody not saved tonight or born again, anybody going through any depression or any problems, I pray in the name of Jesus that you just lift your hands right now and say, Father God, I repent of my sins. And Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just come into my heart. Break me, Lord. Make me and mold me. I receive you as my Lord and Savior today. I accept that you have lived, bled, and died, but rose again on the third day for the remission of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I believe you, and I believe you in my heart, and I confess you with my mouth this day before all people and before this broadcast that you are now my Lord and my Savior. I love you, Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that all things have passed away and all things have been made new. If you prayed this prayer, please let me know. Post a comment, say, listen, I prayed that prayer. I feel better now. I believe the Lord came into my heart, and now he's my Lord. And just let us know. Testify. The Bible said, lastly, you overcome through the blood of the Lamb, but also through the word of your testimony. God bless you, and good night. See you next week.
Jesus Christ, the Holy Lamb, you've been that Lord, our Lord, lover of